It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Some time ago, a friend of mine told a story. It was a story about two women who each went to the bank to borrow $1,000. Because the story so beautifully illustrates the extremes of human nature, I'd like to share it with you. The two ladies lived in Atlanta, Georgia, and it so happened that they both banked at the same bank. It was through coincidence and providence that the story came to light. The first lady went to the bank, and in the course of the discussion concerning the borrowing of that $1,000, the banker asked her what she wanted the money for. She explained to the banker that she had a wonderful opportunity. The dancing club that she was a member of was selling life memberships for only $1,000. She wished to borrow the money to become a life member of that club. And then for the rest of her life, she could dance and dance and dance. Well, the second lady came to the banker and sought to borrow the same amount of money. Asked what she was planning on doing with the money, she told her situation. She said that she was a woman who worked for a very moderate salary and never had much money to command. She explained also that she was a member of a certain church in that city and that her church meant very much to her. Then she told the banker she'd always had a dream that someday she'd be able to give $1,000 to her church. She explained to the banker that her church was at a point where the money could be used to great advantage. She knew she'd never have $1,000 to give to her church, so she wanted to borrow that $1,000 and give it to her church now while it would do so much good. Two women, each wanting the same amount of money, but how far apart are the purposes for which they desired the money? Membership in a dancing club and furthering the work of the Carpenter of Men. You know, it's a story of life, a story of selfishness and love, competing with each other for control of the individual. A story of one who wished to borrow money to spend entirely on herself, and a story of one who wished to borrow money to spend entirely on others. Basically, most of us are a mixture of the two. We want to give away and we want to keep. This is the great struggle in the hearts of mankind. There's something in us urging us to wrap our hands around our money, and there's something in us urging us to give our money away for constructive purposes. In a few of us, there is proper balance, but in the most of us, the desire to keep prevails. The possessions we have are given to us only for a period. We don't own them. We can only use them. And while we can't take them with us, the way we use them now is an indication as to the place we will go when we're through using them.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.